And welcome back to Sports Out the Wazoo, sponsored by Capone's, located off of 454 West King Street, 265-1886. Number for some great pizza. If you want to call in, 264-4905. We're going to get on to some NFL talk. We had a really good game, an interesting game, at least here in the South, because it was a matchup between two NFC South rivals,
yep,
in the New Orleans Saints and the Atlanta Falcons. The teams that we kind of picked to win the division, I thought the Falcons would win it. You picked the Saints, I believe.
Yeah, I did pick the Saints. I've been on the Saints team for a while.
And the Saints are actually, they're fulfilling it. But those are probably the two premier teams in the NFC South right now, because the Panthers clearly having a down year. But either way, you look at
it. I'm not that high on the Falcons. I don't know what it is. I mean, they were talking about it. It was interesting. Mike Tirico touched on it on the Open during Monday Night Football. And he
said, the defense
isn't
there.
At this team, and they're 5-2. But you look at them and say, or I think they were 5-2 or 5-3 going in it. They're 5-2, I believe.
I believe five and two.
You look at the record and say, well, they're 5-2. But then you watch them play and you say, nothing spectacular about this team. Quite honestly, they don't look like a 5-2 team.
They're not flashy. Excuse me.
They were 4-2 going into that game. They ended up being 4-3 after that game. They don't look like a, because they started 4-2 last year, but 4-2 last year for them was, wow, where did the Falcons come from? This year it's, yeah, the Falcons are 4-2.
And that was because I think they got too carried away with Matt Ryan. And you know what? I'll kind of side with that a little bit. I thought the defense was going to be a little bit better this year.
They lost a lot of pieces.
That's kind of been the weakness. But either way, Matt Ryan definitely the centerpiece of that offense and that team, the face of the franchise. And I think that's why nobody really expected Matt Ryan to take the Falcons to where they were last year and be in playoff contention and nearly win the division.
You hit on it, though. It's the running game. They're getting away from that.
Yeah, and they're getting away from the running game. And maybe because they're trying to instill too much offense or too much control into Matt Ryan. But either way, I think it's not working out quite as well, not as well as people had planned. And the Saints are kind of running away with the division right now. Either way, though, they're still sitting pretty decent.
Yeah, they're in decent for a wild card position
NFC,
right now.
Yeah, for a wild card, which is all you're probably going to be able to hope for with the Saints doing so well right now.
Yeah.
But either way, when I watched that game, and I only watched parts of it, but from what I did see, I saw a Saints defense that is still just lacking.
I told you that Monday night. I said, this team, they get turnovers. That's not a problem.
Michael Turner had about a 25-yard run,
yeah,
and he got stuck at the line. Kept the feet moving, which is something they always tell you to do as a running back. Keep your feet moving no matter what. And then he just found a hole and just got past, it had to be 6, 7, 8 Saints defenders and was just bull rushing every one of them down the field.
In my calculations, the reason the Saints defense is as good as it is, especially in the turnover margin, and that's really where they're only great. They're not great at anything else, but the turnover margin, I think that's a direct benefactor of a team that scores a lot of points on offense. They get up big on teams. What happens? Teams throw the ball. That's the way of the NFL. You don't keep running the ball when you're down multiple touchdowns. What happens? You know they're in passing situations. You know they're going to throw the ball. You load 8 guys, not up front, but you throw 8 guys in the defensive backfield. You can pick guys off, and that's what we saw against Atlanta late in the game. Atlanta got down multiple touchdowns. What happens? Darren Sharper comes out to play for the Saints. They start picking guys off. Matt Ryan had 3 interceptions in that game. And I'll tell you this, Brandon, you touched on it. Michael Turner had a few good plays. They didn't give it to him enough, in my opinion, and that's been the story all year long.
After the season that he had last year, that would be the bread and butter.
Part of the problem with him is he doesn't have a true backup right now because Jarius Norwood is hurt. He took a lot of reps last year, and so they're worried about the amount of touches they're giving.
Yeah,
you don't want to wear
just
him
a
down.
Backup behind LT before.
Exactly. But when I look at that game and I saw the success they've had, and I've seen the success other teams have had, mark my words, the Panthers will win on Sunday. And I'll tell you this for a few reasons. The Panthers are 7-0 with Jake Delhomme and John Fox when they go down to the Superdome, have never lost as a team. They just ran the ball down the throats of the number one rushing defense the week before. Their confidence is back. I think they watch film. They see what Atlanta had success with against New Orleans. I think they go into New Orleans. They shock the world. They're the first team to beat the Saints on Sunday.
I saw a lot of weaknesses with the Saints, and I wanted to raise a point. And you know what? I think it's become a moot point now between, all right, which is the better team between the undefeated teams, the Colts or the Saints?
Doesn't matter.
And in the long run, doesn't matter. But I think ultimately the Colts are right now because they have a lot more defensive stability. And you look at the Saints, and like you said, it's about playmakers. Kind of reminds me right now of what the defense for Appalachian's doing. They're doing a little bit better. I mean, they're not giving up tons of big plays. But either way, they're kind of relying on a lot of playmakers to force interceptions, force turnovers, to be able to get them points. And that's a big way that they kind of set up the offense. And that's what the Saints are relying on. And I think the defense is a little bit older. They don't really have a lot of playmakers. Obviously, Darren Sharper's playing out of his mind right now. But, you know, how long are those stats going to go on for?
I think he's just a cog. I think he's just a benefactor of all these things.
Here's the thing. The Panthers right now don't have what it takes to beat the Saints, but I think if they can run the ball efficiently like they have been, that's the key to beating the Saints.
Oh, they,
is a great run team that sticks to it.
They do have the key. They have one of the best offensive lines, two of the best running backs in the league. They've got their confidence back after what they did at Arizona. The mojo's back. They win in New Orleans. Mark my words.
The only way, and you know what? I really almost agree with you, because when I thought about New Orleans versus Carolina, probably 2-3 weeks back, I said this is going to be a slaughtering of epic proportions.
Yeah.
But now that you've kind of seen it, I'm not. Trust me, by no means am I impressed by this Panthers team offensively, but I am impressed by the way they have been able to run the ball against teams that are stacking 8, 9, 10 guys in the box, and they don't care. They know that that's the only way to win, and that's what they're going to do. The only way I say that the Panthers really do lose this game is if they get behind and then have to start doing it with passing the ball, because then Jake DeLome's going to get in trouble.
Here we go. Panthers undefeated against New Orleans in the Superdome. I gave you that reason. Running game is back. Two more reasons. J-Pep, 6 sacks in the past 4 games, a forced fumble that he returned, a forced
pick
fumble
six.
At the end. He had a pick six. The guy's playing lights-out football. Then you mix in the fact the Panthers have won 3 of 4. They're not on the downturn, people. They're on the upturn. The Saints have to lose at some point.
They
they're
haven't arrived by any stretch of the imagination.
No. But I think they're improving week to week, and the defense has arrived. I mean, they have arrived. The defense is definitely getting better week to week. This will be a top 10 defensive unit by the end of the year. I do believe that.
You know what? I think they can. Obviously, they're not the playmaking defense that the Saints are, but on the defensive side, as far as stats, as far as limiting teams,
they've moved into the top 10 in turnover margin, though, the past couple weeks.
Limiting teams and stuff like that. And a big reason is Julius Peppers just making plays all over the field.
But Sherrod Martin
came in, two interceptions this past week. And you know what? A big reason why they kind of improved so much in the turnover margin was this past week when they had a 6-0, you know, plus 6. They forced 6 turnovers by the Cardinals, 0 on the side of the Panthers, and I think that's a big reason. They're slowly but surely finding out, okay, we can run the ball. The offensive line is starting to play lights out. That'll open up holes for D'Angelo and Jonathan Stewart, and I'm thinking, you know what? They know that the only way they win games is by running the ball efficiently, and so they're going to rely on that 40-50 carries a game, and they're going to put the whole load on D'Angelo and Jonathan Stewart and say, all right, we're taking the ball out of your hands, Jake, no offense. We're putting in these two playmakers, and I think that's the key. Eventually, they're going to get stopped. The wheels are
going
to kind of come off because you got to be able to have you got to be able to have a passing game and stuff like that. But either way, I think the Panthers do have a legit shot at beating the Saints this week.
If you had to choose, I'll get both of your opinions real quick. If you had to choose, do they win yes or no on Sunday? I just want a yes or no answer.
You know what? I'll say yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, we're unanimous on that. I thought I was crazy for saying that.
You know what? I thought I'd be crazy by saying that I thought they really had a good chance of winning this week. But obviously, you know, there's other people that agree. And you know what? You look at Panthers Nation, whatever you want to call it. I don't think a lot of people are going to agree with this, but I think if you look at it, they've got momentum going on their side, and eventually the Saints have to lose. They're not 16-0 caliber team.
I do agree with that. I thought I was alone in that. I'm not even scared. I'm confident that the Panthers, I know for a fact the Panthers will win on Sunday.
Drew Brees
is going to come back to haunt me, though.
He is a cool fox, though.
He is. We'll see what happens with that. Keeping it elsewhere, game 6. How about that game 5, boys? What happened? I thought you both said the Yankees were going to wrap it up the other night. What happened with that?
No, because Evan said game 6.
Game 6, baby.
Okay, well, me and you were in agreement. You still think the Yankees are going to win.
And I said Yankees
I know
in 7, so I didn't say they would wrap it up.
Yeah, but you
five.
Thought they were going to win the other night. Let's be honest.
No. I even said on air that I thought Cliff Lee was going to be able to beat him.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I'll say this. Game 6, the storyline to me, if this game, what happens in this game, if the Phillies win tonight, they win the series. And I'll tell you why I'm saying this. I'm going out on another limb here. I think they have the advantage in this matchup because Pettitte versus Pedro, they're both going on short rest. But if you watch game 3.
Well, Pedro's on normal rest.
Well, yeah, but
short rest by the standards that he's been in this postseason.
But Pettitte's definitely on 3 days rest. He's on short rest. When you look at those two, you mix in the fact that Pettitte's got one fewer days rest than Pedro does. Pettitte, he barely made it through game 3. He forced his way through game 3. Admittedly, he said he was inventing pitches on the mounds. He was struggling. He was fighting. He got through it. A veteran does that. I have no problem with that. But you throw him out there on 3 days rest. Pedro's going to be out there. Pedro looked to be the better pitcher during game 3. The Yankees had the better offense in game 3. the Phillies' offense is coming alive. Their offense is better. I think the momentum is starting to swing towards the Phillies' favor. I think they win Game 6 tonight. Game 7, if it gets to that, and I think it will, it's anybody's series at that point. You don't worry about any other stuff that went on before. It's a one-game playoff for the title. Who do you take? I take the defending World Series champions. That's how I see the series playing out as it goes forward.
See, I don't see that happening. And you know what? I will change my prediction a little bit, and I say the Yankees win this game win in 6.
You're serious?
Yeah. I think they win in 6.
Kazep, is you still confident in 6?
Oh, yeah.
So Pettit on short rest. How deep does Pettit go tonight?
I think he only goes maybe 6 innings.
I'll say this. I don't think he gets out of the 4th inning alive tonight.
I have to disagree. I think it's going to be a pitcher's duel, really. And I think this offense, when it comes down to it, here's the difference.
You know what he relied on in Game 3, though? The fastball. You know who's on the other team? Chase, I'm going to make you pay. Utley, the guy's hit 5 home runs in the World Series.
And you think they're going to pitch to him seriously?
They did it in Game 3. They're going to keep doing it.
They're going to give him the treatment that Manny Ramirez was given in NLCS.
If they walk Chase Utley, I'll be surprised, because then you got Ryan Howard, who's a fastball hitter.
And you know what he's hitting? You know what he's hitting in the World Series? 115.
Okay, but you know what his,
I'll take my
chances. You know what his best pitch is? You know what his best hit to pitch to hit is? Is the fastball, obviously. And he's in Yankee Stadium, the best hitting ballpark in the league. Those are two things that'll break.
Not over the postseason, though. Actually, it's been Citizens Bank Park. And you know what?
The
funny thing is,
part of that is pitching.
Part of that is pitching, but part of it is also the balls are just dying out there now. They're not flying out like they did at the beginning of the year, definitely in the summer. So I still say this is a pitcher's matchup. You know what? Andy Pettit.
And you think Andy Pettit's got the advantage over Pedro in this game?
All right, I think he does. I think he has a slight advantage. And
he wasn't better in Game 3, and now he's on short rest, so he's the better pitcher?
Yeah, all right, here's what he had. He had an hour and a half rain delay. That's why he didn't have his stuff, and he even admitted that was the reason why. He said he was pumped, he was ready to go, his stuff looked good when he was warming up, and then he had to sit and wait and wait and wait and wait. 30 more minutes, 30 more minutes, 30 more minutes. You want to talk about a pitcher? A pitcher relies on rhythm. Look at Cliff
Lee. Okay, but he's on short rest. He's not going to be any better. He's on short rest.
He is. He's going to be ready. He's ready to go. He wouldn't have given Joe Girardi the
okay. He doesn't get out of the 4th inning alive. And I'll tell you this. You know why I think the Phillies also gain an advantage if all of a sudden you get to a Game 7? Who else is going to take the mound?
Listen, he has...
They might have a rain... The game might not be played on Thursday. They're calling for rain. What an advantage that would be.
How many postseason wins does Pedro have?
I don't know. I'm not a Pedro fan.
You don't know. But what you do know is that Andy Pettit has the most postseason wins of any pitcher. 17. The most.
That doesn't matter. It's about this game.
It does matter. That's the postseason. That's
how you
win.
Those wins don't help you tonight, Brandon.
Here's the second thing. The wins that do help are the game-clinching wins. He has 5. More than any postseason pitcher.
He doesn't make it out of the 4th inning.
In the history of the game. He closes it out. The Yankees win. They wrap it up in New York.
We'll find out on Monday. If you're right, I owe you a dinner for one, and then I also have another. I have another little thing I'll work on. But if I'm right, I tell you what, I'm going to be eating it up for months. I'm going to love this. I'm telling you, Phillies win tonight, they take the series. They're coming from behind.
Vice versa.
0-4 ALCS. That's all you have to say if you hate the Yankees.
Two different teams.
Not two different teams. You have a hot offensive team with great pitching coming on now, and then a team that's spiraling down the toilet.
I can't even believe you made that. Only a Red Sox fan.
All right, we got to take a break. When we get back, though, we're going to check in. The Sporting News, sportingnews.com. Mike DeCourcy, college basketball columnist. We'll get caught up to date with all the happenings in college basketball as the season gets underway in the next couple weeks. Also, we'll have the checklist. Kazep is going to check in with us as well. More sports out the wazoo. It's coming up. 90.5 WASU FM. Online at WASURocks.com.